Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
The Urge to Merge.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. We know Delta Airlines is looking for a partner. It wants to merge with either United or Northwest. Last Friday, Delta's board gave the go-ahead for discussions. This morning, the Wall Street Journal reports we could see a deal with one of these airlines in 2 weeks. Hammering out an agreement in that time may be unrealistic, but one thing seems clear. There's pressure to get a deal approved by regulators before the end of the current administration. Wall Street cheered some upbeat earnings news yesterday from IBM. The Dow jumped 171 to 12,778. The S&P was up 15. The Nasdaq gained 33 points. Markets in Asia fell overnight. Japanese auto stocks took a hit. Across Europe, stocks have dropped after a weak reading on German consumer confidence. The European Commission has opened a new antitrust campaign against Microsoft. And as Megan Williams reports, the EC is responding to a familiar complaint.
Just 3 months after Microsoft was forced to pay $800 million for breaking antitrust rules in Europe, the computer giant is under the microscope again. Two European software makers, ECIS and the Norwegian Opera, have accused Microsoft of blocking users from choosing rival software by keeping its file format secret. They've also complained Microsoft unfairly ties the Explorer browser to its Windows operating system to shut out competitors. The European Commission says that while the investigation has only just been launched, its victory against Microsoft last fall means it doesn't have to prove certain practices give the company an unfair lead. The investigation is expected to take at least 2 years. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
The strike by film and TV writers is in week 11. Not much new on the tube, unless you're a fan of American Idol. Tonight, season 7 gets underway on Fox. As Lisa Napoli reports, the winner is already clear.
Fox won't reveal how much cash its cash cow, American Idol, makes, but industry watchers say it brought in more than $810 million for the network last season, a figure that'll be even higher this year. Money is just part of the equation. There's not much going on out there in TV land, and Richard Rushfield of the LA Times says Idol's new season will lure strike-weary viewers.
Already it was twice as big as the next biggest show in America.
Media analyst Jack Myers says all those Idol fans may get tempted by other programs offered up by Fox.
They have Prison Break and The Terminator, both very popular shows that will probably be more popular because of the strike.
Even without Idol, Fox's primetime viewing has been up while other networks have been suffering declines. And it's got another big gun in its arsenal, the Super Bowl. Ads are already sold out at $3 million apiece. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
This next story reminds me of an old joke from Wall Street. God invented economists to make weather forecasters look good. Some may have thought Alan Greenspan God. Well, he's just an economist making predictions. First, he thought there was a 30% chance of recession. Then it became 50%. He says it's still close to 50%, but more likely higher than lower. Greenspan told the Wall Street Journal signs like the December employment report make him think recession might be looming. Gee, thanks. And get this. Greenspan's got a new job. He's reportedly been hired by hedge fund firm Paulson & Company. Paulson was one of the big winners last year after it bet against subprime mortgages.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Online at shrm.org.
Time now for Conversations from the Corner Office. This morning we traveled to the executive suite at Ford Motor. A little more than a year ago, Ford hired Alan Mulally from Boeing. He worked wonders for the plane maker. Now the question is, can Mr. Mulally fix Ford? Marketplace's Kai Rizdal recently caught up with the CEO at Ford headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan.
Detroit sort of has a history of not taking it well when outsiders come in to try to run some of these companies. How come
really?
How come you're going to be different? Yeah, right? You're shocked, I know.
Well, one really fun thing about this to me is just the chance to learn so much. I think I've read just about every book I can possibly get my hands on about the automobile industry. But I think anytime you move into a new organization, it's just so important that you respect the history. You seek to understand before you seek to be understood. And then you move very, very decisively, but very sure-footedly into a new world. And because, you know, there's nothing worse than somebody coming in acting like they know everything when you know they don't.
I want to talk for a second about the environment and climate change and the Ford Motor Company's commitment to fixing that very serious problem. You have said that you do believe global warming is a real problem and that we need to do something about it. In that light, I'm curious then as to why Ford and the rest of the auto industry was fighting so hard against the energy bill with the new fuel economy standards that just passed the House and the Senate and got signed into law.
We did not fight against the energy bill. We absolutely believe in fuel efficiency, and we absolutely believe that we should be improving that year after year on every vehicle we make forever, because it's the right thing to do. The conversation we had on the energy bill was not on what should be done, but what was the methodology that we should follow so that we have a plan that's viable, that we actually could deliver the commitments we make.
What did you drive to work today?
A 2008 brand new Fusion. I try to drive a different vehicle every night.
Oh, do you really?
Either a Ford one or our competitors. Which kind of caused a little consternation.
A little bit when you're pulling the parking lot, right?
Camry and stuff. But my little message was not only that I want to know, but I think we all should know about the competition to make sure that we're designing the best cars and trucks.
Alan Mulally is the president and CEO of the Ford Motor Company. Mr. Mulally, thanks a lot for your time.
Glad to be here.
For more conversations from the corner office, drive to our website. That's marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.